openly willing to fire clients. Would you ever fire a client? When the winning of clients is so often the hard part of running a coaching business, it sounds blasphemous to even consider throwing that away. But you're out to be a difference-making coach, right? And a meaningful difference will be made if and only if the client shows up to the process and does the work. If client doesn't, that's a breakdown in your ability to deliver. There is a counterintuitive allure in your being willing to fire clients. It has integrity to tell your would-be clients upfront, in so many words, do the work or GTFO. In doing so, you show you mean business and are not just willing to take their money and waste their time. Conversely, unless you're willing to declare publicly upfront that results don't matter and we'll just see how it goes, going through the motions for so long as the check's clear has no integrity. You want to make a powerful impression with would-be clients? Make it clear. We need to continue to earn the privilege of having you as our coach. Put it on your brochure. Discuss it in the discovery call. Include it in the written agreements for the coaching engagement. Be open about your willingness to fire a client and clear about the conditions under which you would not hesitate to do so. Beyond first impressions, this serves to strengthen our coaching relationship in three ways. One, we'd like to belong to clubs that are at least a little exclusive, rather than those who will take and hold on to any schlub off the street. Two, it elevates our confidence in you by you demonstrating power in your ability to attract clients rather than some desperate grab. Three, it sets the tone that there is a genuine commitment to us getting real results and that we are here to play for that. Now, I'm not saying you should necessarily put do the work or GTFO as one of the headings in your coaching agreements, but it certainly will grab our attention in a document that is often merely skimmed over.